I will now read for you an English translation of the brochure called Be Active, Feel Better. This brochure has been published by Diabetes Forbundet. What is type 1 diabetes? Type 1 diabetes is a chronic disease which leads to excessive blood sugar levels in your body. It is caused by a lack of insulin, which is a hormone that helps your body's cells absorb sugar. The disease is caused by damage to the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. We don't know why this happens. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, which means that the body's immune system attacks itself. Around 25,000 people in Norway have type 1 diabetes. Symptoms include increased urination, excessive thirst, weight loss, and fatigue. Some people develop ketoacidosis, which is an excess of acid in the blood, causing stomach pains and nausea. Type 1 diabetes invariably involves a stay in hospital. Type 1 diabetes is treated with insulin using a special insulin pen or insulin pump. The treatment also includes diet and physical activity. What is type 2 diabetes? Like type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes is a chronic disease where the levels of sugar in the blood are higher than normal. The difference is that with type 2 diabetes, insulin is produced in your body but in insufficient quantities or it is not working properly. 80 to 90% of all diabetes is type 2 diabetes. Around 350,000 people in Norway have type 2 diabetes, and the number is rising. Probably half of those who have type 2 diabetes are unaware of it. Being overweight, being inactive, smoking, and too much unhealthy and energy-dense food all increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The risk increases if there is a history of type 2 diabetes in your family, which includes parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. The disease can contribute to heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure, and can lead to blindness, foot sores, and amputations. Symptoms include increased urination, excessive thirst, and fatigue. The disease usually develops mildly over a long period of time, making the symptoms difficult to notice. Physical activity and the prevention of type 2 diabetes. The human body is designed to be physically active. Inactivity increases the risk of getting type 2 diabetes. Regular physical activity helps prevent it. What is physical activity? Physical activity is not just about jogging, running, and lifting weights. All types of movement count. Even ordinary work, such as housework, cooking, and gardening. A little effort goes a long way. Adults should be physically active for at least 30 minutes a day or 3.5 hours a week. You don't need to do it all in one go. For example, 3 periods of 10 minutes each are just as good. You don't need to exhaust yourself, but your heart rate and pulse should increase. Your breathing should quicken, and you should start perspiring. The more time and effort you put in, the greater the benefits to your health. Other health benefits. In addition to preventing type 2 diabetes, physical activity also has many other health benefits like reduced risk of stroke and heart attack, lower blood pressure, healthy blood fats, stronger bones, healthy weight. Physical activity also helps you to sleep better, be less stressed, and have more energy throughout the day. And it helps keep you in a good mood. Think about what being more active means to you. Keeping it simple. Are you wondering about how to be more physically active? Start by looking at the things you do in your daily life. If you have a desk job, try to walk around as much as possible. Get off the bus a few stops earlier than usual. Cycle instead of driving. Take a stroll while you're on the phone and use the stairs instead of the lift. If you have a more physically demanding job, take care of your posture and how you lift things, especially when doing repetitive and heavy work. Housework, gardening, playing with children, going for walks are all good activities. Put a little extra effort into them. There are all kinds of organized activities you can take part in, where you can meet other people in the same situation as yourself. Many of these activities are free or cost very little. Find out what organized activities are available in your local area. Exercising at home. You can always exercise on the floor in your sitting room. Here are some exercises to strengthen your major muscle groups. The squat for thighs and bottom. Stand as if you are about to sit down on a chair. Lower yourself by bending your knees until they are at right angles, 90 degrees angle. And then push yourself back up again. Keep your head up and your back straight. Push-ups for arms and chest. Kneel on the floor. Place your hands on the floor, just over a shoulder width apart. Lower yourself gently downwards. Stop just before your chest touches the floor and then push up again. The exercise is easier with your feet against a wall and more difficult with just your toes touching the floor and your body straight. Opposite arm and leg raise for the back. Get on all fours with your arms vertical. Stretch one arm and the opposite leg out straight so they are horizontal. Return to your starting position and do the same with the other arm and leg. Tighten your stomach muscles to steady yourself. Sit-ups for the stomach. Lie on your back with the soles of your feet on the floor. Put your hands behind your head, relax your neck, and then bend forwards and upwards. Your lower back shouldn't leave the floor. Slowly return to the starting position. Having trouble getting started? Finding it hard to get started? That's quite normal. Remind yourself why you want to be more physically active. Have faith in yourself and the changes you are going to make. Here is some advice to help you along the way. Don't think about what is effective or what is best. The important thing is to do something you enjoy and that is easy to keep up with. Start slowly and build up gradually. Set yourself targets, weekly and monthly targets. Exercise with other people. Agree upon a timetable with them and try to stick to it. Vary your activities. Remember that it is easier to make progress when you try something new. Be patient. You may not see the results instantly, but sure enough, they will come. Doing little is better than doing nothing. The Diabetes Helpline, Diabetes Linien. The Diabetes Helpline is an information service provided by the Norwegian Diabetes Association, Diabetes Forbundet. Ring us if you have any questions about diabetes. Experienced advisors and healthcare professionals will be pleased to help you. You can speak to us in Norwegian, English, Urdu, Punjabi, Turkish, Somali, and Arabic. Our telephone number is 815-21-948. Ring us between 9 and 3 p.m. Mondays to Fridays. Motivation groups. Motivation groups are self-help groups for persons with diabetes or persons with a high risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Others are also welcome to participate. The focus of the groups is healthy lifestyle habits, which include healthy food habits and preparing healthy meals together. The groups also organize physical activities based on varying fitness levels. If you would like some more information, ring us on 2305-1800 or visit our website www.diabetes.no. This brochure has been published with financial support from the Norwegian Directorate of Health, Helse Direktoratet.